I was just telling our next guest, I've been doing the show for a long time, and it was the first time that Sarah, as our longtime producer, has ever come in to me and said, Cinderella's in the studio for you. Well, that's cool. That's a great thing about this job. Cinderella's in the studio. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella is the Tony Award-winning musical from the creators of South Pacific and The Sound of Music. It is delighting audiences because it is a contemporary take on the classic tale. The production is absolutely beautiful. It features an incredible orchestra. There are these transformations that take place that'll just make your jaw drop. It's amazing. And all the things that you want to see, like the pumpkin and the glass slipper and the ball, and well, that's all in there too. So it's really great. Rodgers and Hammerstein's most beloved songs, including In My Own Little Corner, Impossible, It's Possible, and 10 Minutes Ago are all part of the equation. Caitlin Davidson plays Ella in the musical on the road with Cinderella, where she was also part of the Broadway cast. She starred in Broadway's Nice Work If You Can Get It and the national tour of White Christmas, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Caitlin Davidson to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I was telling you before we went on the air that I saw the show when you were in Atlanta at the beautiful Fox Theater. By the way, if anyone's ever never seen the Fox Theater, that is just a cool theater, almost as pretty as Proctor's. and I just love the show. You were great. The whole cast is great. And I just fell in love with this whole experience. So congratulations to all of you.
Thank you so much.
And so it's wonderful to have you in town to talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
You have been a part of the company doing different things for how long now?
Oh, gosh. February, 2014.
Yes.
I joined the Broadway company, and I was in the ensemble, and I understudied Cinderella and one of the stepsisters, and had a blast, had a wonderful time. It was a great, great company to come into, and then joined the tour in January of 2015 as Gabrielle, one of the stepsisters, and did that for about 10 months, and then took over as Cinderella in October.
Now, do you think when you're doing that, oh, eventually I will do this role of Cinderella? I mean, you had understudied for it. So do you think, oh, eventually this will happen? Or do you not think like that?
You kind of never really know. I was actually really happy to be playing Gabrielle. The stepsisters having a blast. The women I was working with, Amy Garcia was playing Charlotte, the other stepsister, and initially Beth Glover the stepmother, and now Blair Ross. It's just a great company. So I was just kind of happy to be doing whatever I was doing. And I mean, I've been doing it for like 2 years now, and you never get sick of those Rodgers and Hammerstein songs. So I was just happy to be doing what
That's
I was
really
doing.
Beautiful. So I just want to go back to the Broadway experience for a while, for a minute. So when they were bringing all kinds of different people in, Fran Drescher and Carly Rae Jepsen, were you all part of that?
I joined right when Fran and Carly started.
Okay.
Yes.
So that must have been fun to watch.
Oh, that was so cool. And they are some of the kindest, most generous, humble people I've worked with, and it was really great. They're very hardworking.
Yeah.
They were very respectful of what we do in the theater. It was, I believe, both of their Broadway debuts.
Sure.
I think Fran, maybe for her stage debut, but they were just really, really lovely, and we had a great time. And then Sherry Shepherd joined, and Kiki Palmer, and I was not there with NeNe Leakes, but I hear that was fun. And so it's just the show seems to attract people who are of the kind and generous spirit. That is sort of the theme of our show, you know, to goodness, you know, prevails.
Yes.
So it just, our creative team has been really great about hiring wonderful people.
That seems, it's a very nice way of putting it. And I was thinking of it in a slightly more crass manner, which is sort of the marketing of it. Because it is, to me, brilliance. When I was sitting in the audience, there's people like my wife and I who, you know, we're almost 50, and we you get some gray hair, and you, I know these songs and grew up and all that stuff, and remember, because this was a TV production originally, twice.
Correct.
Right? Twice?
Yes. Well, yeah, three times even.
Three
I
times.
Think,
that's right.
Because
you're right.
Julie Andrews in 1957, Leslie Ann Warren in the 60s, and then mine in the 90s was Brandy and Whitney.
That's right. Okay.
I was and Bernadette Peters.
I was of the Leslie Ann Warren generation, but okay.
Right.
But you see, so there's people, and then older, you know, just older couples who, uh-huh. who typically will go to the theater.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the families and the kids, and the kids are having a blast. And in many cases, the first time they've ever been to a show.
Yes.
The girls get dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
They have beautiful dresses. They mm-hmm. have they're ready to go. And man, is that fun to be in the audience and watch that.
Oh, the kids are just enraptured. They are just on the edge of their seats. And I have met so many little girls wearing tiaras and Cinderella dresses, even Elsa Frozen dresses. I mean, it's just kind of like whatever you feel like you want to wear.
Yeah.
But whatever makes you feel like a princess. And they come to the stage door and they are just so excited and they've just had a wonderful time. And it's a lot. Yeah, you're correct. A lot of them. It's their first performance, for first Broadway show, first musical that they've ever seen.
Now, and the other thing, which is great because that's an introduction to the theater, mm-hmm. and hopefully, you know, you've got them for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But as a, you know, a cynical, jaded theater goer, I'm sitting there and I'm blown away because there is some wonderful theater magic going on there. There's some just things going on I've never seen. There's some very cool transformations, neat things that happen in that show.
Oh, yes. William Ivy Long won his 6th Tony Award for our costumes.
Yeah.
And they are magnificent. And every night, those transformations, it's very, very magical.
Yeah. I mentioned in the introduction that there's a contemporary take, mm-hmm. you know, and that is very... it becomes very obvious, I think, during the show. Do you know how conscious that was on the part of the creators of this particular production to make sure that was as obvious as it is?
I don't know. I wasn't around for the beginning of Cinderella. I believe I was still doing Nice Work If You Can Get It while that was all kind of starting up. So
that was a great show, too.
I enjoyed that show as well. But Douglas Carter Bean did write this new book, and I believe it went through a lot of drafts, and they were, you know, working it out. And I think it's clever, it's funny. People are surprised at how funny it is, and I think that people really enjoy it.
Yeah,
I don't think it takes you out of the world that we live, you know, the fairy tale world that we're in.
Oh, no, not at all.
I think he does a pretty good job of kind of seamlessly working that into the story that we all know and love.
I was curious as to when a company member, you or anyone else, comes in and joins the company, mm-hmm. that there's kind of a course that says, okay, this is what we're trying to do on the show. This is what this is about. This is what we're trying to accomplish.
Sure. So when... if you weren't a part of the original company to have your 4 weeks of rehearsal in a studio with the director and the choreographer and the music director and the producer, you know, everybody there, you as a replacement come in and you get maybe 2 weeks of rehearsal with the dance captain and stage management, and they fill you in on as much as they can fill you in on. and it was nice coming into the tour. I was already familiar with the show and knew about the message. And our creatives are really wonderful people. Mark Brokaw, our director, and Josh Rhodes, our choreographer, is actually coming in town this week. They like to come back and they like to see the show and note us and, you know, and be like, because we get new people in fairly frequently, and just make sure we're all on the same page and kind of brush up and, you know, make sure that the message is clear.
That idea of kind of freshening and, you know, just redoing things. Do you look forward to those when, the choreographer's coming, that'll be fun? Or is that like, is it rehearsal? Or, you know, like practice? Or
it is rehearsal. There usually is rehearsal. And Mark and Josh are just really wonderful, enthusiastic people, and so you want to do, you know, not that we're not always doing our best.
Sure.
We're always trying to, you know, keep the integrity of the message of our show. But they're the kind of people that you really want to work hard for, and you really want to do well for them.
Mm.
So we like seeing them.
is, you know, we talked about this of the, you said you were having a very good time as being the stepsister. Mm-hmm. And certainly I understand that. It's mm-hmm. it's very cool. But there has to be a thrill of that moment at the end of the show when you come out as Cinderella and everybody just, you know, the place goes nuts. I mean, the first time that happens, it's got to be pretty darn cool.
Oh, I made my Cinderella debut on Broadway, and after my Broadway debut, you know, having that moment where it's like, I'm really on this stage, I'm really doing what I always wanted to do, when that tapestry goes up and reveals Cinderella on the stairs at the end of the show, I can't even articulate like how amazing that feels, and you know, not to be egotistical in any way, but just like, I accomplished that. Like, sure. I just did that whole show.
Well, that just doesn't happen. You have to work really hard to make that happen.
It's a wonderful feeling, and I always try to take a moment while I'm waiting on the stairs to be grateful.
Mm.
And just thankful for everybody that got me here.
You and at that moment, and then of course on Broadway, you were at the Broadway Theater.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. Art Deco-ish theater. It's mm-hmm. gorgeous. Fiddler is there now.
Yes.
And you look out, and I would think that you just say, okay, now what? I mean, do you think of that? Like, okay, I want to keep doing this, right? I want to keep...
Wait, like right now?
Well, no, just meaning that it's just sort of it gives you the idea and the thought once again of, okay, I have accomplished this and I want to keep doing this. I want this to happen more than once. I want this to be the thing that I do for the rest of my life, perhaps.
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah. I decided I was going to be working in musical theater when I was 14. And, you know, luckily it's worked out for me so far.
You decided it, and then somebody else has helped you with those decisions.
Yeah, so I don't know. Right now, I'm very much trying to practice being in the present, and I'm obviously very, very grateful and happy to be having this experience right now, and I haven't really actually thought about too much ahead of this.
Is that true? Well, you don't think of like, okay, now I'm Cinderella. I'm, you know, we're going, we're barnstorming the country. We're having a great time. And then you think to yourself, oh, well, here's something that I know is coming down the bend in a couple of years that may be fun to get in on the ground floor of.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like on the road, I personally have just sort of been a little bit out of touch with what's happening.
That's why you have an agent, right?
Which is why I have an agent who emails me and says, please put yourself on tape for this and this, and can you come back for this? And so, yes, thankfully I have them, and they are trying to get me in the room for other things after this. Yes.
Well, it was, I urge people, especially with kids, but even if not, just a beautiful, beautiful evening at the theater. Of course, Proctor's is gorgeous, but the production is gorgeous, and the two together just make for a lovely, lovely evening. Mm-hmm. The music is beautiful. You're amazing. The whole cast is incredible. It's Kaitlyn Davidson is starring as Ella in the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Cinderella on stage at Proctor's in Schenectady. It's through Sunday. I believe you have a show tonight. There's a matinee tomorrow, and mm-hmm. then the rest of the week you'll be a couple of other opportunities for matinees, evening performances, and lots of good opportunities. Opened last night. It went well?
Correct. It went very well. It was wonderful audience.
Wonderful. Again, Kaitlyn Davidson plays Ella in Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical Cinderella on stage at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. Proctors.org for more information. Proctors.org. Kaitlyn, what a great pleasure to talk to you, to meet you, and thank you very much for being with us. Have a great time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.